Tensions were high in Nimule yesterday after a gunman shot and killed traditional chief John Ebele on Monday, and two others were gunned down over the weekend. Angry young men from the Madi community staged protest over the killing of their chief on Monday by barricading roads and burning tires. The protesters also placed the three bodies of the deceased in the middle of the main road in Nimule, which disrupted traffic on the Juba-Nimule highway. Eastern Equatoria Information Minister Patrick Oting told South Sudan in Focus it was unfortunate that Nimule Town Police Inspector Major David Casmiro, who spoke to this program yesterday, was shot in his leg later in the day when police tried to disperse the protesters. Oting says after government officials talked to the protesters for several hours last night, the situation has returned to normal.
They were very wild, but we were able to talk to them late in the evening. And they were able to remove the two bodies of the two boys that were shot on the day of the independence on the 9th in Mogali, and plus the one of the chief, the one that was shot in the morning. Basically, the situation is it's calm. As I'm talking right now, they are digging the graves for all the three. They are not going to take them back to Mogali, but the community have decided to dig the grave within community land that they say they always do the rituals around, or they bury very important people of the community.
Oting says all trucks and buses which were held at the South Sudan-Uganda border for several hours yesterday due to the protests started moving again last evening.
They started moving yesterday around 4 exactly. That's when they opened. And those trucks, that trucks and the buses from Juba are going to Uganda. And those from Uganda also coming to Juba. And currently, as I'm talking right now, we have cleared the road. All the tires that were burnt on the road have been cleared.
South Sudan National Police spokesperson Major General Daniel Justin told South Sudan in Focus on Monday police arrested a suspect in connection with the shooting death of the traditional chief in Nimule. Justin said authorities were investigating the motives behind the killing. In May, 21 civilians, including women and children, were killed, and hundreds of heads of cattle were allegedly stolen during a raid in Mugali Payam of Eastern Equatoria State, Magwis County. Two policemen on patrol in Nimule town were also killed in a revenge attack. Local leaders said more than 1,000 families have been displaced, dozens of people have been killed and several others injured since the beginning of the conflict between armed pastoralists and farmers in Mugali Payam. Oting acknowledges Magwi County has experienced repeated deadly attacks, especially after armed cattle keepers from Jungule State moved to the area. He says Eastern Equatoria State Governor Louis Lobong is expected to visit Nimule today to address the community about his government strategy to end intercommunal clashes.
Hopefully, maybe the head of the state will be also in Nimule, and we'll look into it, that he will look into all this. He is the head of the state. He will know what to do. And of course, the community here is asking that he has to come. And that is what they are preparing right now. And of course, as the head of the state, he will be addressing the people and even the plan of the government, what the government has into protecting the life of the people in Nimule.
Oting has urged young men in Nimule not to take the laws into their hands and allow authorities apprehend the perpetrators of violence and let justice prevail. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.